The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Nothing at all. Half of love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all. I said all. It's love, there ain't no in between. Why begin and cry for
take it off.
That
no, it doesn't matter. No.
Right. I worked so hard to get the color coordinated.
I know, but we're on the radio. The only people who are seeing it.
No, but we got guests coming in today.
Yeah, all right.
I want to be dressed. Francis Albert Sinatra right there, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. Joe on the radio. So I got a tie, and it's like, you know, it's just, I don't like when they do the long tie.
It's not tied right.
I am the whiner. I'm the whiner. I'm all jet lagged out.
First world problem.
I know, but I can't stand when it's not, you know, you can't match the tail of the tie perfectly.
Tie it short. Drives me crazy.
Tie
it short to like right here in the middle of the
chest. No, I have to do a Windsor knot.
All right.
You know, Dean is
hi,
with
Judge.
A,
I'm here. I got my tie.
No, a Windsor knot will make it be. Oh, my Lord.
Can you do a double Windsor knot?
A double Windsor, and that'll really maybe make it the long tie. Do you ever see everybody wears a long tie? I don't get the long tie thing. So I bought a tie that matched the suit I'm wearing, and now it's a little long. Now look. Now the tail is just a little longer.
It's a little too long.
Okay, I'll be doing this all morning long.
Again. Yeah, our live guest isn't coming in until after 9.
So I got about 3 hours to get this right.
Plenty of time.
All right. 707, Joe on the radio. It's a tough morning in New York. We lost one of NYPD's finest, and just in a friendly fire incident. Our hearts out to the NYPD. It just breaks my heart. And a good morning to you, and we want you to get up and at them in the most positive of ways on this Wednesday. Frank is here and Albert's here. Dream Drive, Debbie is here. But we lost Detective Brian Simonson, 42 years old, goodness gracious, 19-year veteran, fatally shot by a fellow officer in that T-Mobile incident on Atlantic Avenue and 121st Street in Richmond Hill. That was 6 p.m. last night. Our hearts go out. There's a robber. I will not even mention this creep's name. You know, they put these officers' lives at risk. Why we just don't embrace this? This is what I'd love to see Washington get a hold of how are these youth becoming so misguided? This 27-year-old robber out there, and I'm being kind, I gotta watch my language on the radio, you know, but he had a gun. If you look at the video, that is a gun. You're gonna shoot, you'll have to defend, you know, the people in the store, defend your fellow officers. And then Brian Simonson got hit, and you know, we lost Brian Simonson last night, so our hearts go out to the NYPD, to Commissioner O'Neill, and certainly to the Simonson family. So we'll keep you abreast of that. We'll keep you exactly what we'll find out what's going on. And we have an officer that was wounded as well, Frankie Five Barrels. We have I see that is he's okay though. He's hanging.
Well, he was
okay.
Shot in the hip, but his injuries don't appear to be fatal.
All right. So our hearts go out to the NYPD, and it just makes me crazy that I have to report this because you got these creeps going out doing these things, and it's been, of course, happening for centuries, and it will always happen. Don't forget though, this is the safest big city in the world, New York City, and you have to to give NYPD credit for that. And it's because of cops like Detective Simonson going into the line of fire.
Absolutely.
And keeping us safe. You know, but these creeps keep going out there. So, you know, we'll stay on that story, you know, all morning long. Andrew Arthur will join us. He is director of one of the directors of policy studies at the Center for Immigration Studies. We're going to see what's happening with this government funding, with the wall. And we're going to go, what does the president do? I'm so tired of hearing about the wall. I'm so tired of being here about, we can't do this. Don't do this. We're going to do this. Then Nancy Pelosi says this. For crying out loud, the Republicans had it in the palm of their hand to pass this immigration reform. They did not do it. The president is showing such class and such patience with his fellow Republicans, because he could say very easily, look, I gave you guys the White House, the Senate, the House. What did you do? Nothing. I got nothing back. He still passed tons of legislation. But this falls, in my opinion, and call me and tell me if I'm wrong, it falls, the responsibility is from the right wing of the Republican Party. They had it in the palm of their hand, and something tells me they don't want immigration reform. They don't want, the president reached out, remember that last year, oh, we'll do some kind of a DACA situation, we'll work with, and he was offering olive branch after olive branch. Now the House, we lose the House, I the Republicans, the Democrats, I have no patience for any of them anymore. I really don't know where they all are. But if you're a common sense politician, you don't like to see what's happening in the House, I think, if you're a common sense kind of American. Then what's going on now? We'll never get any settlement. The president has to do something. You just can't keep the news say no. He's got to do something. I would say take the deal. Frankie, am I wrong in this? Take the deal, and then you know what? If he needs more money, declare the emergency. Just declare the emergency. Put it through the courts, for crying out loud. No?
Well, you know what? I mean, it's easy to say if it's not your property that's being taken without your permission.
Eminent domain you're referring to.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm hearing from some of the people that, you know, don't want their, you know, their property taken. I think I have a tough time seeing the president doing it without any sort of legislative, you know, approval to do so. But I think you're right. I mean, this is the best of a bad situation. You know, you have a Democratic Congress. They're not going to go along with what the president wants to do on border security and wall funding. I think this deal is the best that the president and that those of us that support a secure border can hope for at this point. And to your point, though, I think it goes to underscore how the Republicans really wasted 2 years of real opportunity to do something. This deal, which includes $1.3 billion for new fencing along the border, is actually less in terms of border security funding than the president rejected in the deal in December, because that was a deal that was put together by House Republicans. So he's actually now forced to agree to a worse deal now than before the shutdown took place. And it's 9 miles less of fencing than in the December deal. But I think, you know, at least it's something. At least it's going to keep the government open. At least it's going to make some progress towards fencing.
So did you get my text yesterday about El Chapo?
I did.
As soon as that happened, I thought of you, that he got convicted on all counts, huh?
Well, yeah, again, I'm very conflicted because, you know, I watched a bit of this trial.
I like my sound effect in the tweet that I sent you.
But, you know, this was a 3-month trial. I've never seen anybody more guilty than Pablo Guzman here. So I'm glad that he's never going to, or Joaquin Guzman.
Here's the actual sound of his scooter. That's what, you know, a little stuck.
But, you know, and this is the kind of person that's poisoning American youth and leading to the worst drug epidemic that we've ever had. So, you know, I'm glad that he's going to spend the rest of his life in prison, and I have a feeling he won't be able to break out of an American prison as he has from Mexican prisons. You know, I did watch his attorney, Jeffrey Lichtman's summation, and he did a great job. And I think the fact that the jury was out for as long as they were is a testament to what an effective job he did with the summation. So,
Mr. Lichtman.
Now,
calling Jeffrey Lichtman.
I heard there was a story floating around.
Calling Mr. Lichtman. No, I'm sorry.
I heard there was a story floating around that the U.S. is trying to go after his money
to try and, you know,
Guzman's money. Yeah, well, it's
Ted
part
Cruzman
of
forfeiture. Came. Ted Cruzman said that. He said
Cruzman.
Ted Cruzman said he said take the money right. and build the wall with that's
which I don't see why that's brilliant. Such a bad idea.
That's a brilliant idea. Because
why can't
it makes
we do that?
Sense. That's why
he gained the money through illegal means.
Yeah, well, you can bet they are going to go after.
Right. So why can't we use that money for
thank
other
you.
Things? Listen,
thank you.
I don't know how much the guy has. I'm sure it's in the billions of dollars, tens of billions. Why can't we do that not only to build the wall, help the homeless, help other people, you know, kids that are starving?
Well,
I mean,
that's exactly the point, is that when you take someone's money in terms of asset forfeiture, you don't get to earmark, oh, this amount goes for feeding the homeless, this amount
where
goes for building
go,
highways.
Where does it go, I wonder, Frank?
It goes into the general fund. It goes into the general fund.
So let's dip into that general fund and take care of it.
What's the general fund? What's the general fund?
You know, it pays the military, pays for highways.
It pays for
$7,000
Congress to pay off people if they've had sexual allegations.
Exactly.
Hey, by the way, I'm going to go here. This is, and I see your phone calls. It's quarter after 7 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Stay with me for a second. This
maybe
is hearsay. This is hearsay.
Again.
Hearsay. This is rumor. That's exactly right. By the way, Ted Cruz with the beard, he's growing wisdom with the beard. And that's a great idea, and someone should jump on that. So I want to say, what's going on with Adam Schiff? This is all hearsay, rumor, alleged. So they say, and I don't know what to believe anymore. And you notice I'll text you or tweet you during the day because I don't know what's real online anymore. Did Adam Schiff, did he have a tryst with someone underage, and did he use government money to pay off somebody? This is what I heard. This is front and center throughout the internet. This could be, and please, don't listen to this. It's not fact. This could be fake news. I'm not sure, but this is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that. I mean, in general, my reaction with all these allegations of sexual harassment or sexual misconduct is to not believe them until, you know, there's serious, serious evidence to the contrary. I think it's terrible to do damage to someone, even Adam Schiff, someone's reputation. I think what's happening to the lieutenant governor of Virginia right now,
Fairfax,
is just outrageous. You know, that all of a sudden he's about to become governor, and they find these age-old allegations of sexual misconduct. So I am not believing anything without a conviction. That's why we have courts and not trial by talk radio.
The second woman who came forward, didn't she have a restraining order against her?
Yeah, it looks like she's a nut job. Again, I hate to say that, and again, I have no idea what the veracity of her claims was, but I just hate to see people's reputations destroyed with unsubstantiated allegations. Now, if you have something like, you know, Bill Cosby with his 50, 60 women all saying the same thing, you know, that's one instance. But if in the case of Brett Kavanaugh or Justin Fairfax, where you take one allegation, or in the case of Fairfax, two that are ancient, and they just happen to reemerge as you're about to get some high-profile job, I'm very suspect. I think if you're sexually assaulted, you should go to the police right away.
By the way, immediately,
Snopes is saying that piece on Adam Schiff is fake.
Yeah.
It was purported by a fake site.
All right, thank you. So. That's why you see how I got to deliver the news now? Yeah. You got to be careful with all that.
Always got to check your sources, but always a good idea.
Man, good. Thanks for checking that out. Let me go to Kathleen on the phone. Good morning, Kathleen. Nice of you to call. How you doing this morning?
Morning, Joe. Congratulations, Frankie, on the engagement. And I just wanted to say that with the shutdown and the border thing, I personally feel that it's Paul Ryan's responsibility, something he's going to have to live with. I haven't heard anybody pointing the finger at him. But as the leader of the Republicans, he should have gotten it done. Yep. To me, this is the reason that man should never, ever, ever have another political office.
You're right. And thank you, Kathleen, right on the money. And, you know, I don't. You always like to go back. I always go back to the source. What is the problem? Why wasn't there any funding? And weren't the Republicans in charge? And then you would hear. And I always liked Paul Ryan. I always said on the show, "Hey, that's a good guy. Rising star is great." They were obstructionists. And Frankie Five Boroughs, this is what's great. How you could play out on the radio show, and you could kind of learn with us, and we learn through you and your phone calls. Is that what Paul Ryan? These guys they didn't want immigration reform. They liked the cheap labor. That's the only explanation I could come up with. Why did Ryan just block this? And why is the Freedom Caucus still being so know this, know that. No, you can't. You have to deal with politics in a bipartisan way. And I believe me, I'm as conservative as the next person. I'm so patriotic about this great country of ours. You can't just say no this, no that, going back and forth. Take the deal, declare the emergency. Oh my goodness gracious! Just do the. You want to build the wall? Build the wall, and you need it. And look what you know. We're looking at the stats about this Guzman character about El Chapo.
Yeah.
And look at the lives that he killed. Where did that come through? Did that come through Canada? No, it was the southern border of the United States of America.
You're right.
And so you got to do something about it, man. And you got to step up. Greg Jarrett's going to join us. Greg's been right on the money on all this. He's a legal and political analyst for Fox News, author of that the book, The Russia Hoax, The Illicit Scheme to Clear Hillary and Frame Donald Trump. Now, apparently, the Senate Intelligence Committee finds there's still no Russia collusion. You know, I mean, really? It's like we didn't know this, for crying out loud. No Russia collusion. Steve Forbes is on the show as well. Congressman Lee Zeldin and Dr. Douglas Howard. Coming up next, Andrew Arthur from the Center for Immigration Studies. We're going to see what's going on with this wall funding. Hey, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads this morning. Happy Wednesday, Debbie. How are we doing this morning?
I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning, Joe, Frank, Allen. Everybody, let's take it out to the PATH trains. We're seeing delays, Journal Square to 33rd and Hoboken to 33rd because of track maintenance. Also to Jersey Transit, 3 canceled trains this morning with positive train control. F-train delays with some ongoing switching problems. 15-minute delays on the Port Jefferson branch of the LIRR. Inbound GWB 30, Lincoln 20, Holland 35. It's still busy on the Garden State Parkway north at 148, but an accident was cleaned up, and we're still seeing some pockets of volume as well over on the westbound Bruckner at the Hunts Point drawbridge with a collision. Now, the westbound BQE at the Williamsburg Bridge accident on the ramp had an earlier accident there, now another one. So definitely want to be careful on the ramps this morning. Over on the southbound side of the west side, you're slowing down as you get down toward the 120s. And we're still seeing some slowdowns as you take it to the Jackie Robinson westbound at Metropolitan Avenue with an accident there. Partly cloudy today, high of 41. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13. And across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, shareholders are suing former CBS chief executive Les Moonves. They're accusing him of insider trading. The lawsuit filed by the Construction Laborers Pension Trust for Southern California accuses Moonves and other current and former CBS executives of selling hundreds of millions of dollars worth of CBS stock before the company disclosed that it would investigate Moonves for misconduct. BuzzFeed News recently announced layoffs. Now employees at the news service have voted to unionize. The union says it will represent more than 120 people. A letter explaining the decision says employees want action on pay disparity, lack of benefits, and mismanaged pivots and layoffs. Groupon is reporting a disappointing quarter. The online deal company is reporting lower customer traffic. The Dow was up 372 yesterday. NASDAQ added 106, S&P up 34. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smart way to buy. Smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. .com. That's the smartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer.
You are just struggling with those new headphones. It's amazing watching you try and put those on.
Al is my Albert. 7:25 with Joe on the radio. John McLaughlin's going to join us momentarily. We reached out to John, top pollster in all of the world. John McLaughlin is. We're going to talk about the president's poll numbers. And then Andrew Arthur will join us from the Center for Immigration Studies. Greg Jarrett, Steve Forbes as well, Congressman Zeldin, and Dr. Douglas Howard. Can I tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn? Is it time for our Italian trivia question, please? Can we do that today? It's Wednesday. All right, we're going to give you a chance to win an entire case of that delicious, authentic, and always fresh Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. Did you see somebody posted that? They sent it. I was in L.A. and someone won. Oh, what was the gal's name? That was so sweet. And she was so excited.
We'll get her name. But...
yeah, she never won anything. And so you can win an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. Been around for 50 years. Best sauce around. Person who calls in, gives us the correct answer to the Italian trivia question we have for you today, will be the lucky winner of an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. Here we go. All right. Which modern day city was the center of the Roman Empire under Constantine? Which modern day city? Ooh, Al. Very good. Which modern day city? Look at him gloating. He's so happy, proud of himself. Look at it. Which modern day city was the center of the Roman Empire under Constantine? All right, give us the call at 877-970-2999. And the first person to give us the correct answer to the question, which modern day city was the center of the Roman Empire under Constantine, you will win an entire case of Michael of Brooklyn sauce. If you don't get through in the lines today, we are giving away one more case in an online contest. Just go to am970theanswer.com. Enter to win now. You don't want to miss out on the best Italian sauce out there. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving up authentic Italian since 1964.
Happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island. Hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us. John McLaughlin is a friend, 727 with Joe on the radio. Thank you, Frankie Five Burrows. John is a Republican pollster, CEO of McLaughlin & Associates. Hey, John, welcome. Did you call for Michael's of Brooklyn, or did you go check in on the president's poll numbers, sir?
By the way, I know the answer to that question to get the case, so I'm not going to...
Oh, you know the answer. Anyway. You're good. And you didn't even have time to Google it. John, you didn't have time to Google it. Well done.
I just got back from Israel, and if you're over there doing work, you got to know your geography because everything's pretty close over
there. Yeah. How's it doing over there, by the way, John? How is it doing in Israel these days?
I think there's a conference going on this week in Warsaw where the countries are coming together to align against Iran. So everything, there's a lot of there's a lot of nervousness about Iran in that Iran has moved into Syria, the northern border of Israel.
Yep.
And with Prime Minister Netanyahu, the Israelis are going to do what they have to do to keep themselves safe. So Israel is very strong. The people are very good. The greatest ally of the United States in the Middle East, a democratic country. Right now you're watching what's going on. Lee Zeldin's going to be on your show later.
Yes, sir.
And you see this new congresswoman from from Minnesota issuing these anti-Semitic tweets because she doesn't like Israel. She doesn't like a lot of people. I'm not sure if she likes the United States.
Thank you.
But in the meantime. you know, in the meantime, thank God that Netanyahu won the last election. He's ahead in the polls right now, but they always have close elections. And the people in Israel love Donald Trump. I mean, the president is very popular in Israel.
Wow.
Because they know he's been their best friend and strongest ally in a long time.
It's so true. John McLaughlin, how's Bibi doing politically over there?
He's ahead in the polls where he's running about. They have 120 seats in their Knesset, and the largest party. They'll have multiple parties, so like 12 parties or 13 parties. They're going through that formation right now. But the Likud party is the leading party with about 30 seats in the polls. And there's a left wing general now, Gantz, who's running second in the polls with about 20 seats. And there's another left wing party, Yesh Atid, that's running with double digits. But when you put all the right of center seats, it's a great country because most people are right of center because they have to serve in the military. Security is their top issue. And they see that Prime Minister Netanyahu is the best for their security in dealing with international relations. And so the right of center coalition that it has been the majority for the last 4 years, where they've had a very stable government, that coalition should win the next election. But there'll be a battle. They have liberal media, just like we have liberal media, and they'll have to get through that on April 9th. They have an election, so they'll have to make sure that Likud stays first and the right of center parties form the next government.
John McLaughlin is the pollster, and we saw a Rasmussen poll that shows the president with a 52% approval rating. You're buying this, right, John?
Yes, because I've seen similar things in my polls where the president. 47 million people watched the president's State of the Union.
Wow.
So it was up 3% over last year. Right, exactly. And the people that watched that State of the Union address, and we've seen it in battleground states and among independents, et cetera, the president's job approval went up among them because they heard the accomplishments that he's done unfiltered. They heard his goals unfiltered. They know that he has moved the economy. They know that he's done great things for the country to keep us strong, the economy moving, et cetera. And they liked and they saw what they heard. And they saw a speech that was uniting, that was reaching out to all Americans, and had good proposals for the next 2 years. And, you know, even CBS, in their polls, 7 out of 10 voters said that after hearing that speech, we have a crisis at the border. So the president did a lot of good. The bad part is the people that don't watch the speech, that still vote, that get their reports from the news media. The news media's version is it's like night and day. It's an alternative reality where, you know, the things that the president got to speak out, they were saying, you know, the commentary from CNN and these other channels was that it was divisive. But the president's numbers have gone up. That's why they've gone up with Rasmussen. And the president's doing a great job, and most people realize that his policies are working. So he is moving up in the polls, and Rasmussen had 52 the other day. But he'll never get a bounce up because it'll always be a grind up that people will realize that. And we have a new national poll that we haven't put out yet, but the Democrat primary, you know, got, you know, a free-for-all of like over 20 candidates where you'll have Joe Biden at 25%, Bernie Sanders at 16%. Kamala Harris, 8.
Yep.
Hillary Clinton's only 7%. I really miss her. I mean, you liked her back on election night when we saw each other. That was we had a lot of fun, you and I, on election night.
I know, man. But you called it because you listened to 732 with Joe, with John McLaughlin, CEO of McLaughlin Associates, and I was in a parking lot. It was 4 o'clock, 4:30, baby. I just went right to work. I stayed up all night when President Trump got elected. And then you knew it, John. You knew it. You knew. You saw the numbers. You saw the indications that the president could win, and indeed he won. But, John, let me ask you this, man. Is the relentless negative media coverage of President Trump, I mean, you and I go, we see it for what it is. It's a distinct, concerted takedown of President. And I'm being very objective here. Everybody knows that. But that really affects the polls. It affects how people think about it. Or are people savvy enough, like I like to think you and I are, when we see that it is indeed that a concerted takedown?
Well, most Americans will tell us that the media is biased against the president.
They know that.
The majority of Americans, so they know that. Even like a quarter of the Clinton voters from the last election will tell us that the media is biased against the president. But it's a majority of the voters. And it has to be pointed out to him. But it really hurts in that the good news that the president would have in his State of the Union or with economic success, et cetera, it doesn't get reported by a lot of the mainstream media. Instead, they'll switch to some other story. So it's really what you – Brent Bozell, who's a good friend, runs the Media Research Center. He says what you really have now is opinion advocacy and information. And the great thing about the president is he's able to tweet out to millions of voters, and he's able to post on Facebook and get his messages out directly to the people. Now, a lot of people say, oh, he tweets too much, or because every once in a while he will send something about attacking the media or attacking somebody. But the vast majority of it talks about the successes he has that really don't get covered by the mainstream media. I mean, there's people like yourself who are fair and talk, will talk about issues on both sides. And there are some other media outlets that do that, but the vast majority of the networks and places where people go for information, they don't hear the good news. All they hear is negative attacks on the president.
Yeah, John, I know you just got to – I appreciate you joining us, but before we let you go, do we know the president is polling in the swing states, sir?
Absolutely. He's definitely moved up, and it's close. I mean, his job approval is what matters. The tough part about the election going forward is we don't know who his opponent's going to be yet. So the only thing that the president can do is keep moving his job approval up. And the Republicans have a challenge because of the 10 swing states, there were 17 battleground states last time. Of the 10 that we won last time, the Republicans for Congress lost Arizona, Iowa, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. We got to make sure that the president's job approval is over 50% in those states, and he's on his way to reelection. So it's going to be a battle. Right now, the president nationally is polling right about 50% among likely voters on his job approval, as Rasmussen has. And we just got to make sure it continues to go up, in spite of the fact that the Democrats are going to do everything they can to stop him from succeeding because they're just purely playing politics.
I know. John McLaughlin, your expert take on 2020. Is it going to be Biden, Beto? What are you feeling, John? What are you feeling, man?
It's too early, but I think we're going to get the most left-of-center radical candidate because when President Trump won the primaries, it was because he was the most anti-Obama, anti-Hillary candidate. He was out there to make change, to run against Washington and the establishment. So now you get a reaction from the other side where, I mean, they want to get rid of airlines. I mean, they want to get rid of all fossil fuels. They want to put a lot of Americans out of work. I mean, you're going to get some really radical socialists. So I think, even though we have Biden ahead in the polls right now, when you think you've got to come through Iowa, New Hampshire, and then California has moved up to Super Tuesday among the Democrats, they'll be voting by mail in California in February. So what will happen is a Beto O'Rourke could come out of nowhere because you'll get him. I mean, the liberal vote in California will be open borders. Bloomberg doesn't have a shot because they don't want to vote for the guy. They want to confiscate his wealth.
You know, we're so ridiculously honest on the show. So forgive me, John. But I reached out. You're listening. I reached out to John when we thought about going in for governor with our buddy Mark Serrano. We put a killer team together. And John, you were right there. I wonder if we could have won in Jersey as an independent running for governor against Murphy. You think so, John?
I think with you, anything is possible. So
is that good or is that bad, John? I'm not sure.
No. I think it was possible. You don't know until you do it. It's a tough gauntlet. And Donald Trump got through it. Our friend Steve Forbes tried to do it, and if he'd had a better pollster, he would have won.
There you go. Well, Steve's coming on a little while as well. John, you're the guy. You're the guy. And give our love to the kids. All good. Everybody good. Brian's doing good.
Everybody's good. Brian's doing well. He said I dropped him off for the train today to go to work. He said to say hello.
You're a good daddy, my man. Thank you, John. Always appreciate you joining us on the show. And John, come back soon. Hopefully, we'll see you in person in the city.
Yes, look forward to it.
Thank you, John McLaughlin, right there. He's a Republican pollster, CEO of McLaughlin and Associates. This guy knows. I'll tell you, he's a step ahead of everybody. John McLaughlin is so great of him. Thank you, Frankie, for bringing John on. He's just a great guy. Hey, 7:38 with Joe on the radio and Andrew Arthur from the Center for Immigration Studies will join us. Don't forget Greg Jarrett, Steve Forbes, Congressman Lee Zeldin, Dr. Douglas Howard. We have a full show for you this morning, and you could call anytime 877-970-2999. Big Al. Al standing by with the headline news just for yous on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
36 degrees at 738. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo is making his concerns known to President Trump. The two met on Tuesday and discussed a number of issues. Cuomo traveled to the White House to discuss recent changes to the federal tax code. He says the $10,000 cap on the state and local tax deduction is hurting New Yorkers. President Trump expressed his dissatisfaction with New York's recent passage of the Reproductive Health Act, that allows late-term abortions if it protects the health and life of a woman. Governor Murphy's poll numbers are taking a hit 1 year after taking office in New Jersey. A Monmouth University poll out today shows 43% support the Democrat, while 40% disapprove the job he's doing. Murphy got a 44% approval rating last year, but only had a 28% negative rating a year ago. Poll shows Murphy's numbers are less positive than the previous two governors at the same time frame in their terms. In sports, as you heard right here on The Answer last night, St. John's beat Butler 77-73 in overtime, while all the hockey locals lost. And the Yankees and Mets, they'll help celebrate the 150th anniversary of professional baseball on opening day. All 30 clubs will wear an MLB 150 sleeve patch on March 28th to recognize the 150th anniversary of the 1869 Cincinnati Red Stockings. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You got to go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. The inbound GWB, that's going to be 35 to 40 minutes in. Lincoln Tunnel, an accident on the Helix clear, 25 in at the Lincoln. Holland Tunnel, 35 to 40. We're still seeing some volume on the Garden State Parkway North, getting up toward 148 with an accident out of the way. 287 North, exit 13, getting up in toward Franklin Township. That's an accident to contend with. And we're still seeing volume westbound Bruckner, getting out toward the Hunts Point Drawbridge with an accident. Deegan south of the Grand Concourse, an accident over there. And traffic is busy on the Jackie Robinson West at Metropolitan Avenue with a crash. Northbound side of the Van Wyck slowing down right up past Linden Place with an accident reported. And we're still seeing volume Southern State eastbound getting out to our Grand Avenue. It's a disabled vehicle. And watch for some more volume on the eastbound side of the Southern State as well as you get right out toward the area of the Wantagh. That's an accident still being cleared. Partly cloudy today, high of 41. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo here. Have you ordered your Shari's berries yet? What are you waiting for? Valentine's Day is tomorrow. All right, listen, I'm going to give you a little help here for that special someone in your life with a romantic trivia question. And if you're the first caller to answer it correctly at 877-970-2999, you will get a gift code for $50 for Shari's berries. How cool is that? All right, here's today's trivia question that was not written by Al Gattulo. Here's the question. More chocolate is consumed in this season than any other season. More chocolate is consumed in this season than any other season. Multiple choice. Spring, fall, winter. Be the first caller at 877-970-2999 to correctly answer the question and win a gift code for $50 from Shari's Berries. Complete contest rules are available on our website, am970theanswer.com.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I'm thrilled to be co-hosting the Stand With Israel tour with my friend Dennis Prager. This tour of the Holy Land will bring us face-to-face with one of our country's most important allies and one of the most fascinating spiritual regions on earth. More than a vacation, this bucket list trip will deepen your faith and expand your mind. I personally want to invite you to join me on this journey. Register today, and I'll see you in Israel.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 742, telling you about Route 22 Toyota. You got 5 minutes. Look at me. I'm going to give you 5 minutes. Oh, I'm just such a generous guy. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Plus, you get that free multi-point inspection, free oil change, free filter from Route 22 Toyota, 855-621-9949. You know, you go through the day, you get nothing. You're always working for everybody else. Am I right or wrong? And I know you. You always do it for somebody else. I do it, you do it, we do it together. It's why you're a great patriot. It's why you're such a wonderful person. Now, look what I have to offer you. If you call 855-621-9949, you get something for free. Are you kidding me? From Route 22 Toyota, a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and a filter. But you got to call 855-621-9949 and be one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, and you'll get that free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. All European models are excluded, but you'll check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street, Hillside, New Jersey. You'll meet Alex Cancella over there at Route 22 Toyota. Alex, and another thing, you'll say, Alex, I heard you on the Piscopo show. What can you do for me? And Alex will say, I can give you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And you'll go, wow, no one does anything for me. And you will thank me in the back of your head. You will say, you know, look at Joe. Look at all that he's doing for me, right? So we want you to experience a smart way to service. So first five callers, next 5 minutes. This is actually great. It's free. And then you'll check out the largest indoor automobile showroom in Jersey, man. And you'll meet Carmelo and Iggy and Chester and the great team that is Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
744 with Joe on the radio. Andrew Arthur is a former immigration judge and resident fellow in law and policy for the Center for Immigration Studies. Andrew, thanks for jumping on the air with us this morning. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Joe. Thank you for having me.
Well, what do we know about the tentative deal that Congress is poised to vote on, Andrew?
Well, we know that it gives a little to each side, not as much as the president wants, but not as much as the president could have given away. Again, we don't know the exact language. I'm a former congressional staffer, and I know that all kinds of mischief can be mixed up at the last minute in back rooms. So, but we know that from what we've been told, it's about $1.375 billion for physical barriers, and we're talking about the fences that exist already. If you go to my website, cis.org/Arthur, you can take a look at some of those fences and barriers, and they're pretty strong. And also 40,520 ICE detention beds per day. So that's less than the 52,000 that the administration wanted, but it's about the same level that we had already. So basically, we're just rolling over last year's numbers into this year, kicking the can down the road.
Yeah, and could you explain to us, please, again, what the sticking point was in terms of putting that cap on ICE detainees?
Well, you know, and that is an interesting thing because one of the things, one of the Democrat talking points has been that, you know, the president is engaged in this, you know, ungodly, you know, plan to just deport everybody from the United States. But when you actually look at the real numbers, President Trump, by percentage, has deported about as many criminal aliens as President Obama did in his last year in office. Now, he's deported more of them because the Obama administration actually claimed that they wanted to deport felons, not families. But every year after 2009, they deported fewer and fewer and fewer criminals who were in the United States. And keep in mind, Joe, that when we're talking about these criminals, we're not talking about, you know, some guy from Brooklyn, or I live in, you know, Baltimore, some guy from Baltimore who was born here, who, you know, we send to jail and he comes home, we have to live with. These are people who aren't supposed to be in our country to begin with. They commit a crime. Don't set them back out on the streets because they're really going to go back and prey on the immigrant communities that they come from. Send them home and let's make everybody safer.
It's so true. If the president signs the deal, Andrew, would he still have the option of declaring a national emergency to build the wall without congressional approval?
He will, but I don't anticipate that he's going to take that step.
Really?
No, I really don't. I think that, you know, there are definitely areas of the border that need more infrastructure. And I just returned from Yuma, Arizona, where there is a wall. And, you know, I would invite all of your listeners to leave snowy New York and head down to sunny Arizona right now and go take a look because you can access it yourself. You know, this is a real barrier. They went from about 2,700 drive-throughs a year. These are, you know, Humvees carrying drugs and, you know, carrying, you know, loads of aliens and other contraband to 2 drive-throughs a year in the Yuma sector.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, this is a significant improvement. Anybody that says the walls don't work has never seen a wall. So this will be money to build some additional walls. And the fact is, the president just needs to keep making his case. And I think it's a strong case that resounds with the American people. And the more that people find out about it, the more they're going to support it.
Andrew Arthur, why do some conservatives seem so unhappy with this compromise?
Well, I think that, you know, having been a congressional staffer, I'm an incrementalist. If I can move the ball 10 yards down the field, I'm going to do that.
Well said.
We really didn't, lose any detention beds, which is what the Democrats want. Let me explain to you again why that was so important. They really wanted to neuter ICE. You know, there's the Abolish ICE movement.
Yeah,
you guys have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez up there. And, you know, she just wants to end she wants to end the agency. But what the Democrats' new plan is to starve ICE. They want to basically deprive it of the basic resources that they need. Most of the people that enter the United States illegally, Joe, come here to live and work illegally. I was a judge, and about 99% of the people I saw came to work. Jobs probably, you know, guys that do, hang, you know, sheetrock, you know, paint, do wiring, things like that. And if we... You know, if those individuals are detained and they can't go and take those jobs, they're not going to come because they can't pay off the smuggler that brought them to the United States. So detention is the key. What the Democrats wanted to do was whack that number down to about 16,500 so that ICE basically wouldn't be able to detain anybody for any extended period of time. It would basically just open the door to anybody who wanted to come into the United States illegally.
And Andrew, ultimately, don't we need a long-term solution that involves E-Verify for employers?
Absolutely. It's very insightful, Joe. E-Verify is the keys to the kingdom. And for your listeners who don't know, it's the web-based electronic system that in almost real time will verify the employment eligibility of any individual who comes to work. And the great thing about it is that it is completely race-blind, ethnicity-blind. If Joe Piscopo gets a job, they're going to run him through E-Verify. If Andrew Arthur applies, anybody is going to be run through E-Verify. And DHS can tell you in almost real time whether that person can work or not. And if you can't work, you're not going to come.
Andrew Arthur, one more question, please. And thanks for this great chat this morning. Here in New York City, they're talking about issuing driver's license to illegal aliens. Can you explain to our listeners why that would be a mistake?
Well, there's a variety of reasons why it would be a mistake. The most basic is that, you know, whenever you give benefits to individuals who are, you know, in the United States illegally, it just encourages more people to come to the United States illegally. But from a national security standpoint, and I was working for the House Judiciary Committee on September 11th, and, you know, helped to write a lot of the key legislation that came thereafter. These documents are the lifeblood of terrorists. They are the key that allows individuals who pose a danger to society to move within our society. I mean, it's not even simply a question of a guy who comes to work getting a driver's license. If you're a bad guy, and this is what the bad guys did on September 11th, they went and got driver's licenses so that they could access our society.
Andrew Arthur, a former immigration judge and resident fellow in law and policy for the Center for Immigration Studies. Great, great conversation, Andrew. Please come back soon, my friend.
Have me anytime.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Thank you, sir. Andrew Arthur right there. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 751. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The answer, how we doing this morning, Deb?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. First of all, over on 17 eastbound, getting out toward exit 129, several accidents reported here, getting out through Monroe, getting out toward the thruway. Watch out for an icing condition. Taconic southbound at 134 in Yorktown. That's an accident off on the shoulder. We're still seeing delays across the board at the Hudson River crossings, about 35 in across the board. Traffic is moving pretty slowly for you as well as you head to the Deegan South at the Grand Concourse. A collision there to deal with. FDR Drive South in the 60s. A collision. Two lanes blocked. Traffic is still moving slowly on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, heading right out toward the Verrazano. On the Seaford Oyster Bay south, right at the Southern State, a collision. Traffic moving slowly Southern State eastbound right at the Seaford Oyster Bay and the LIE westbound at William Floyd. A collision is now off on the shoulder. We'll keep an eye on that for you as well. And taking a ride to the Garden State Parkway North at 148, accident cleared out of the way. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Dave. Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
It's that time of year again. Love is in the air, and romance is in high demand. So this Valentine's Day, why not take that special someone out for a night they won't forget? Our favorite French restaurant, Paname, is giving away a $100 gift card for Valentine's Day. Paname features a modern twist on classic French cuisine, and its elegant setting in East Midtown Manhattan makes it the perfect place to dine for any occasion. Enter for your chance to win at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck. The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer. What drives a business? Construction and real estate. Get the inside story from the experts on planning, engineering, government relations, and more. Don't miss Constructive Conversations with the Builders Institute, Saturday night at 7:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
You own a local business, or any business, and your national competition has a backroom of digital marketing minions who are eating your lunch. But you can beat them with our digital marketing experts. We're Salem Surround. We can surround potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We make every digital dollar count towards sales success. We won't waste your money. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you do what you do best, run your business, while we deliver customers from everywhere. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning on AM 970, The Answer. I tell you what, I'm excited.
What's the matter? You can't see?
You know, my eyes actually at my age are holding up remarkably well, but I always...
How many fingers?
These are reading glasses, huh?
How many fingers?
Where are you? Who are you?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Who are you? No, I got it. Here, now, but I put the reading glasses on so now I can see better. Hey, I'm excited, Frankie. Dr. Douglas Howard coming.
I can't wait to see him. He's a bright guy and a great story. You're a guy like me that enjoys great stories. And if you take him back in time to the early 1990s when he, you know, had a very promising medical career as a physician, and he took a big risk to launch this product and start this company.
Balance of Nature.
Because he saw that so many of the diseases that people were getting were preventable.
And he explained to me firsthand, I was riveted, how, because it's a medical doctor who understands what I would call a holistic, natural approach to curing almost all your ills. And he will tell you about it in the 9 o'clock hour. Dr. Douglas Howard will be here live from Balance of Nature. You do not want to miss it. This is spectacular. I've been on the journey. The doctor said, how long have you been on this, Joe? I said, it's been a couple weeks. I feel great. He's telling me what to take, how to take. Frankie Volpe had allergies. There are ways that could Balance of Nature can help. Everything that you think you is like an ailment, it can be cured, in my opinion, with Balance of Nature, because it's all natural. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. As simple as that. Balance of Nature, 800-2468-751. Use the promo code The Answer for 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Have it shipped free or go to balanceofnature.com. But make sure, please, you use the promo code The Answer. Good health, it's only a phone call away. Balance of Nature, 800-2468-751. Promo code The Answer.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Joe Lumberger's a meteorologist, 757. Joe, how you doing this morning?
I'm good this morning. I feel great today.
Yeah, look at you, man. And weather-wise, we're okay. Not so bad, huh? It got a little icy yesterday. You were right on the money, icy. As always.
Yeah, it was especially over the interior. It was a prolonged period of iciness.
Yeah.
And it's still some slick spots over the interior now, but they're going to go away as the temperature gets a little above the freezing mark. this morning. We're going to 42 today, 46 tomorrow, and then into the 50s Friday. Enjoy it because it's going to get a lot colder again this weekend.
It's getting cold. How cold, Joe? Give us cold.
Like, 30s. 30s.
Ah, 30s. We could deal with 30s.
And there may be some snow late Sunday or Sunday night.
All right. Right on the money. Joe Lundberg, we always appreciate you being so accurate. Appreciate it very much. Our marathon man, meteorologist, Joe Lundberg, with Piscopo in the morning. You know, I see the phone calls right there. And so could you hold? Because I'll get right after 8 o'clock. We could do that, Frankie, right? Yeah, right after 8 o'clock. We'll grab 877-970-2999. Joe on the radio. We appreciate it. Don't forget, Greg Jarrett's going to join us, too. He's coming up momentarily as well. Legal political analyst for Fox News. He's the author of The Russia Hoax, The Illicit Scheme to Clear Hillary and to Frame Donald Trump. It's now in paperback. The Senate Intelligence Committee finds there's no Russia collusion. What a surprise! Mr. Jarrett knew that from day one. And the one, the only, the legend, Steve Forbes, is going to join us. We're going to talk about what's happening with socialism, man. Why is socialism becoming part of our vernacular today? Steve Forbes will break it down. Congressman Lee Zeldin as well, and Dr. Douglas Howard. Hey, it's Radio Piscopo live from the greatest city in the world.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
37 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Wire Fox Terrier is named best in show at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. King Crown Tuesday night at Madison Square Garden. Bono, a Havanese, was the runner-up. The show was not without drama. Two dogs in the sporting group were deemed ineligible after it was learned that a judge was a breeder for both dogs. The most congested section of highway in the nation is in the Garden State. The Transportation Research Institute says Interstate 95 by Route 4 in Fort Lee has an average speed of 23 miles per hour during peak times. It in part blames construction work on the nearby George Washington Bridge for the low speed. Interstate 287 in Piscataway and the area in Camden where 76 and 676 come together also made the list of the top 100 congested spots.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.